Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I know I tell you, and it's becoming a cliche, but it's funny. I tell you, I always have interesting guests, and that is my goal, to bring you very interesting and relevant guests to this program. Today, we have a very special treat, and it's a very important subject that we're going to be talking about. So the guest today on the program is Farouk Hosseini, who is the chair of Food Brings Hope. And I'm so excited to have her here because there's a quick but long story. I'll try to make it quick. First, let me introduce Farouk and say, welcome, Farouk. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very well. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
I wish our listeners could see. We need a video cam, Lisa, to see the big grin on my face. Because I'm so happy Farouk is here. She is doing some wonderful things in our community and has been widely recognized for her efforts to help a lot of disadvantaged children in our area, Volusia and Flagler County, especially through the school system.
Exactly.
So the organization is Food Brings Hope. And that is part of an initiative of the Community Foundation of Volusia and Flagler County, which is also tied into the United Way.
Exactly.
Okay. So, but this is you started this. You're the founder of Food Brings Hope.
I am.
And so what motivated you or caused you to want to be involved with this, creating this organization?
You know, it always starts with a need. I was a volunteer at Tomoka Elementary when my twins were in Mrs. Belsky's class. And every Wednesday, I was called the donut lady because I would buy donut holes and take coffee for the teacher and I would go and help out. During the fourth grade, a grandmother came and the whole story, talking to the teacher about how poor they were, they couldn't even afford a TV and so forth, trying to help that family hearing the story. In the long term, it proved that she was a drug dealer and it just didn't work out very well. You know, I don't want to make it into a long story, but I figured out that there's a huge need in the community where homeless kids are involved. You know, when you always talk about homeless, people would say, well, why don't they get a job? And I agree, they should if they can. But my comeback is, how does a 5-year-old, a 7-year-old or a 9-year-old get a job? Or how are they responsible for the actions of their parents? I think a lot of people could help their situation, but there are truly people who are just out of jobs because of bad economy, out of luck.
Not their choice.
It really isn't their choice. And we really worked on a business plan for a couple of years to make sure that we do the right thing. We went through the school system. So we figured the best way to get to the children is not through individual parents, because a lot of those parents are not responsible enough to make, you know, the right choices for the kids. So we started through the school system, and actually we started at Henson Middle School, where my twins were students, and we thought, wouldn't that be great to start a pilot program over there? So we start the pilot program. Petra Chani, who was the principal back then, was on my committee, as were many, many other people. And it really took, it was a community effort. Everybody helped. Fred Costello was the mayor back then, and he has stepped up. I can name many names, but a lot of us got together, a lot of the county officials, different principals, business leaders, and all for the good cause. So we started at Henson in 2007, and we really quickly figured out that kids are hungry. They just, you know, they get their free breakfast, they get their free lunch, and sometimes they go home and they get nothing till the next morning. The scary thought is that every time that my kids were off school, I was so excited that I get to have them home one day, never thinking about what the other kids go through, because days off is very scary to them. Weekends are very scary to them.
A lot of uncertainty.
Very, very. Food insecurity has a very, very bad impact on children. It just, it gets them anxious and they can't concentrate and so forth. So we thought that the very first thing, have you ever tried to work when you're hungry? When you're very, very hungry, it's very difficult to
concentrate. You've been talking to people in my office, haven't you, Farouk? Because they know when I'm hungry. Well, you know what's really interesting to me? And it's, again, this is an exceedingly small world we live in. One of the reasons why I wanted Farouk to come on and talk about Food Brings Hope is because this weekend, on Saturday, there is a new initiative that, of course, Farouk is working with the Daytona Beach News Journal and Ron Wallace and Lori Campbell Baker and the whole team over there to bring the News Carrier Hall of Fame.
That's right.
And so on Saturday, a lot of local business owners and community leaders will be out there on the street corners.
It's like old times.
Yeah, like old times. They are former news carriers or newspaper delivery boys, and I have to look and see
and
if
girls.
There's any girls.
Yes, they are.
There are. And they're going to be on the street corners collecting and selling papers for a donation, and 100% of the proceeds will go to Food Brings Hope, which is wonderful. And yours truly, ladies and gentlemen, I will be out there as well. I'll be on the corner of Granada and US 1 in that old Shell station. I made sure I had a spot where people could pull right in and they can make a cash donation. Of course, they can also write their checks payable to Food Brings Hope. And they can drop them off at my office on 700 Granada Holland Financial. So, Prook, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and talk more about what this program is all about. And I'll also share with our listeners how my wife, she's a guidance counselor at Henson, and she just went to a conference all about this need in the school system. And we'll talk about some of the medical aspects of this. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
All right, if you're just joining us, Farouk Hosseini is in the studio with me. She is chairperson, or chair, we've shortened it now these days, the chair of Food Brings Hope. This is not your full-time job. You've got a full-time job over at ICI Homes. You are Senior VP of Information Systems.
I do. I run the systems at ICI Homes.
Wow. That can only imagine. Lisa?
It's a big job.
Can you imagine that? Lisa runs out. We have 14 people here, and she keeps track of all of our technology. So amazing. I can't imagine your information system requirements. But this is something near and dear to your heart. Helping children who are in various situations, be they homeless, be they just in a unstable home environment. And one of the things that I went through your website, which is fantastic, by the way.
Thank you.
Foodbringshope.org. Yes. Foodbringshope.org. And some of the things on there talks about the impact that not getting an adequate amount of food has on children and how it so adversely affects their development. I mean, there are clinical studies done. And again, right. My wife, who is a counselor over at Henson, she just went, which I thought was very ironic, but certainly indicative that this is a real need. She just went to a conference this last weekend where they talked about the medical or physiological impact on childhood development of just not getting enough food.
It is really amazing. You know, I do it because I love children. I want to make sure that my community, you know, is taken care of. But really, if it's not about the compassion, we should talk about the economic development, because if these kids are not taken care of, eventually they're going to have psychological problems.
It's going to impact our community.
Exactly. They're going to have physiological problems. They're going to end up in hospital with different issues and diseases. You know, Judge David Beck is on my board, and he actually approached me, and he wanted to be part of this. And when he comes to our programs with the children, he says, you know, I usually see these kids on the other side, which is, you know, after they already got into trouble. So why not give them the attention, give them the love, give them the food, tutoring, everything that we do, activities and so forth. Some of our kids have never been to the beach. Some of our kids have never, ever been to a game. So just give them the basic things of life, encourages them to work harder. It encourages them to study more. And but that by itself is just the economic development aspect of it. It's good for the community.
Well, and I want to hit two things real quick. First, your board. You've got a who's who of Volusia,
really,
Flagler
do.
County. You're the chair, of course, Farouk Hosseini. She's the chair. Beth Butera is your executive director.
Yes.
And then you've got, oh boy, look at this list. Ali Babazadeh, Bill Ward, Carl Persis, Chip Kent, Craig Zablo,
mm-hmm.
David Beck, whom you just mentioned, David Jones, Earl Johnson, Fred Costello, of course,
yes.
Fred Atkin, James Tagger, Judy Winch.
Yes, principal.
Look at that list. Julie Rand, Marie Stratton, Marjan Kargar, Pam Woods, and Ray Salazar.
Right. And we
wow.
I know.
How'd you pull that off, Farouk?
I know. I am blessed. Our community is blessed that so many people care.
Well, and you know what else, too? I think that when people are listening to this and they're thinking, okay, I'm hearing you say kids need food and you would like us to help. That's the essence.
Exactly.
Because your message is that this will bring hope to their situations and give them that stability. But also, it's a bit interventional in that it helps them where they are. But this is not I don't want people to get the wrong idea. This is not a pure handout.
Absolutely not.
Because as you were describing some of the programs, some of the key components of your program, and I got this from your website, is tutoring.
Yes.
For extra credit, which is very important, transportation to and from school, because if they have an unstable home environment, they don't even know how they're going to get to school.
You know, that's one of the biggest problems. The very first year that we extended our program to other schools at Osceola Elementary, they already had money for tutoring after school. They didn't have transportation. So the kids from the inner city who were bused over there, they couldn't stay. So they needed the tutoring more than the kids who lived in Ormond Beach. However, because of the simple transportation issue, they couldn't stay. All we did, we provided food and we provided transportation. And they went from 25 students who stayed for after school tutoring to 75.
Wow. Well, and it's creating stability. It's creating some structure. And again, everybody knows this. I'll state the obvious. If you've got an unstable home environment, yes, or don't have a place to live, tutoring is pretty low on the list. Now, a family where you have the home and you've got the stability, you know, I sit down with my kids at night and I help them with their various subjects, and my wife does too. But when you don't have that, you mentioned the transportation. There's also the breakfast and lunch, making that available to the students.
That comes from the school system. Breakfast and lunch comes from the school system. What we do is, ours is an after-school program, so we feed them snack, we feed them dinner. If we're allowed, we send food home with them. And now with the partnership with Halifax Urban Ministries, and I'm very, very thankful to them. And
what
Troy
a great
Ray,
connection there. Troy Ray is one of my favorite people.
Troy Ray is one of my favorite people as well. He provides 40 pounds of bag of food plus 6 pounds of meat for $7.
Wow.
And we do that for our families. So we did this as a pilot program at Westside Elementary, where the principal recognized the 15 neediest families. On a weekly basis, Troy Ray delivered food to these to the school where the families would pick up.
Excellent.
Well, you know, we always worried about the weekends, and through our partnership with Halifax Urban Ministries, and Ted Sabasic was the one who introduced me to Troy Ray, and I'm very, very appreciative for that introduction. But now we've expanded to Campbell Middle, now we're going to go into the Pearson area, and it doesn't matter how fast or how much we expand, Troy always says, I can make it happen. He's
well, the need is
partner.
Enormous, and you sound like you're linking in with all the right people. We're going to take a quick break and come back with Farouk Husseini, who is talking to us about Foods Brings Hope. Foodbringshope.org is more information. But I'm looking for you to stop by and see me this Saturday from 8:30 to 10:30 in the morning and make a donation and get a free newspaper and help a good cause. Stay right there.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
We're back with Farouk Husseini, who is the chair of Food Brings Hope. This is her creation. She founded this program, and it's through initiative through the Community Foundation of Volusia Flagler County, also tied into the United Way. And we were talking before the break, Farouk, about some of the key components of this program. We talked about the tutoring and the transportation, the coordination with the schools for the free breakfast and lunch, which very often is the only meals of the day the children may get. Then you also got some fun learning activities. And then the thing I like is the reward system for completing the tutoring.
Exactly.
And then, but here's the real key for our listeners, because whenever I personally make a donation to different organizations or to try to meet a need, what we are all looking for is, I don't mind helping. I want to see some measurable results. And so I love that you put that on your website. You've got proof, proof that it works. You've got improved test scores and grades. You've got reduced sickness and absenteeism. And then you've got reduced disciplinary referrals.
We really do. The numbers are amazing. The FCAT scores are higher. Now we have an FB honors program at two of our schools, at Westside Elementary and now at Campbell Middle. We have a great partnership with Embry-Riddle. Embry-Riddle comes to our school. I always said they send the rocket scientists to our schools, and then our kids get to go to the, you know, to the rocket scientist. What we're doing with Embry-Riddle through this is we're getting the kids who are very, very smart and putting them in a special STEM program where, you know, from the fourth and fifth grade, get them ready, then walk them through middle school and then high school and get them ready for engineering or other STEM programs. We know that once they get into a university or a college and study STEM programs, we know there's many good jobs available for them. We just have to get them past the hardship that they're going through and make sure that they understand that they could become engineers. Not every kid can be a basketball player or a football player, because a lot of the heroes to these children are the very famous athletes, which is wonderful. But realistically, we need to get them ready for a good career in their lives. And STEM programs have been talked about in our state for so long. I would love to talk to our governor about that and see.
You mentioned the governor's going to be coming.
The governor is coming on December 12th. We're going to get all of our kids. We have 500 children in our program. We're going to get all of our kids to go to Torrey Small Elementary School. Earl Johnston is hosting them. And we're going to talk to the governor about, you know, we're trying to help our kids through the STEM programs and see what kind of help we can expect from them. Again, Embry-Riddle's partnership has been amazing. And you were talking about our program through the Community Foundation and then United Way. This was designed as a donor-designated fund. So everything was taken care of through the Community Foundation and through the United Way. So all I had to do, all the names that you mentioned, we get there and do strategy for our kids and what we need to do. We never worry about financials. Yes, we have to have money in the account, but all of the bookkeeping and so forth is done through the United Way, which is extremely helpful because we don't have to worry about that part of it.
You can stay focused on the mission.
It's truly. Yeah. And because they allowed us to also set up a family foundation, all of the cost comes from the family foundation. Hence, 100% of your donations and all the money that you're going to raise, David.
On
Saturday, in case you want that big trophy that Ron Wallace is giving out on the 13th, that 100% of donations go to the actual programs.
Well, I think that's fantastic. And I think you've kind of hit it on the head. The thing that people need to know is this is completely donor supported.
Yes.
It is not a governmental program.
It's not.
It is a very neighbor helping neighbor, business people, community leaders stepping out and being on the street corners this weekend on Saturday from 8:30 to 10:30. And I'm hoping our listeners will stop by and see me at the corner of Granada and US 1 at that old Shell station. They moved it across the street, so there's a vacant lot there. And I'll be there, and I'll be happy to receive their checks made payable to Food Brings Hope.
Please.
And I love what you're doing. The need is big, surprisingly large.
Truly.
And I got involved with this because I had lunch with Ron Wallace, the publisher of the News Journal, to talk about, we were talking about my financial column, and he was giving me feedback, which has been very well received. We're in the paper on Sundays. And so we're having lunch, and he goes, well, I got one more thing I want to ask. I'm like, uh-oh, here it comes. But what a exciting opportunity for all the local business leaders. And there's going to be a special section of the newspaper coming out. In fact, it may have already been out, but listing all the locations and
right, it's coming on Friday.
So yes. As people are opening their papers this morning, as they're listening to the show, they can go back and look at a convenient location for them.
Yes.
But if they're not sure, then come see me on Granada and US 1 because I want that trophy. Farouk has got all these competitive business owners all roped into doing this.
It's amazing.
And then said, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I have a prize for whoever does the best job of raising money. So talk about creating some incentive.
It truly, I mean, the most competitive people in this town is going to be amazing. And I'm very, very appreciative to Ron Wallace, News Journal, Michael Redding for choosing Food Brings Hope as a recipient. We are very, very appreciative. And again, 100% of all of the donations go to the actual program.
Well, I'm not sure I have much of a chance, but I'm going to try my hardest because you've got some real heavy hitters on here. Glenn Ritchie, you mentioned Michael Redding supporting this. Johnny Evans. I mean, yes. These are some real...
Dr. Johnson.
Yeah, these are some real heavyweights.
I know, it's
but
wonderful.
I'm going to give them my best shot.
I know, right. You do great.
Well, we're going to take one more quick break and we'll be right back with Farouk Cassini talking about Food Brings Hope. Stay right there.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
We're back, and Farouk Husseini is joining us. She is chair of the Food Brings Hope, and that is it's an organization that is part of it's an initiative of the Community Foundation of Volusia and Flagler County. I'm not quite saying that right.
But is it donor designated fund?
Yes, it's a special program with the Community Foundation and the United Way, and I think it's a wonderful thing. It's all donor funded, and so people have an opportunity this week, in fact, on Saturday morning, to make a special donation. Former newspaper carriers and delivery boys and girls will be out there on the street corners, and I will be on the corner of Granada and US 1, and I'll be there at 8:30 in the morning to accept your donations. And you don't even have to take a paper if you've already got the paper, but you can bring your check or you can drop it by my office, Holland Financial, 700 West Granada, and we'll be happy to give that to Food Brings Hope. It doesn't have to end there. This is something that's an ongoing. So Holland Financial will be happy to be a place where people can stop off and get more information about this program. We'll have some things up front
Definitely.
In our reception area and also Be happy to receive any donations. We've got a couple minutes left, Farouk. Any other key things you'd like the listeners to know about this program?
You know, the fact that we have in 2011, 2012, we had 2,228 students enrolled as homeless. That's just in Volusia County. That's amazing to me. I know. And we have 76 students who are what we designate as unaccompanied youth. To have 76 students who are 16, 17, 18, living in the woods, living in the cars by themselves, you know, as a teenager, they cannot go to a shelter. I know, nor can I. I have twins that are 17. Can you imagine? You know, in my wildest dream, I cannot imagine not only they being on their own, not only living in their car or in the woods or wherever, you know, couch surfing, but the fact that they still go to school is amazing to me. So the idea is, as you said, David, taking care of neighbor. This money is staying in town, in our community. We're not going to other countries. This is in our backyard. We do have kids who are sleeping in the woods. That's all we want to do, just take care of our own children.
Well, listen to these key statistics. Again, my wife just came back from that conference. How ironic. According to her handouts and all the information she collected from this weekend program, poverty is the largest predictor of child abuse and neglect. This one shocked me. The United States has the worst child poverty rate of the world's 25 wealthiest countries. And you look at that and you go, oh my gosh, we can do better than that.
And you know, David, I really can't help the poverty rate of the United States, but I certainly hope that I can help the children of Volusia County.
Well, I know it's a cliche. Children are our future, but we do need to take care of them. And we'll have to have you come back, Farouk, and talk more about this program. Thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.